It isn't the internet. You got a question for me?
All right, now that we've got that out of the way, I like to get my throat real fucked up before I start these because it really, really allows me to hit those gravelly notes that I never really do hit. This person, the haziest pony, asks, your ask box is closed. Well, there is. You could have just asked the ask right there. So, fucking whoops. All right, next person. Do you have any tips for inking line weight? Man, just do it. Just keep inking. At some point, it'll stick in. Look at artists you like. Try to emulate them comfortably. Don't bend yourself out of shape, though. And make observations about the way that they do things. Let things kind of slide in and click, and then try to implement those in your own art. I can't really give you much more than an ask unless I start breaking out the brush tool. Why is this zoomed in so much? Can I get it zoomed out? There we go. That's a little better. Not the greatest, but you know, better. Next question. The question is, la porn, any specific reason? By Xkuro Comics. Xkuro Comics. Well, this is a big old question. You know, I just didn't do porn for a long time, and at some point I was like, hey, I like porn, and I like hentai, and I spend a lot of time looking and browsing that sort of stuff. Maybe I should use it as a form of motivation in my art instead of just drawing this fucking bullshit I was drawing, which was mostly dragons and elves with no clear direction or idea of what I was doing. And I did. And then as soon as I kind of picked that up and focused myself with that, everything kind of clicked for me a lot faster. And I got to places I wanted to get with that as my motivation. I mean, if I felt I could have gotten to become a really great artist without porn, I would have just done that. But really, it was about having motivation and having something to help me focus and really make an effort. Hope that helps. Another person, I don't even know if it's worth fucking posting this. Potato! All right, so no. Whatever. Let's see, what's the next one here? This one's pretty heavy here. Oh my god, you guys are asking me the killer questions. What Three Mangoes asks, what were your plans for the future before you went full time as onto Doxy? Are you happy with how life and stuff turned out? So Jesus Christ, man. Here, it's actually not on. Let me just over here. Jesus motherfucking Christ. What kind of question is this? Hey, how's your life going? You fucking happy? You good? You good, buddy? I don't know what to say to this, honestly. What were your plans? You know, before I started drawing pretty consistently as an erotic artist, I was stuck in both the animation and games industry, whittling away my time waiting for opportunities to draw while I watched people who were far less skillful than me get those jobs because they didn't know how to do anything else. And at some point I got frustrated with that and decided to take matters into my own hands, even if I had to do it by drawing furry dog dicks. And that's the end of that story. As for happy, you know, I'm pretty happy with how life turned out so far. I mean, I've still got, I hope, a few more decades, maybe five. I don't know, that seems a little aggressive, but hopefully I'm kicking around for a little while longer. So maybe that answers your question as superficially as possible. The next question is, things you like most about Fuda. Five type of food. Why is everyone from the deep south? Balls. I don't know, how about another voice? Balls. No balls. Shaft. And vag. Just shaft. Etc. I don't know what this voice is anyway. Fuck, man. I don't know. This is kind of weird to answer this question. It's pretty personal. I don't want to say it's personal. It's weird to answer it and ask on YouTube. I mean, it's just fucking visual, man. It's art. It what you like. I can't really define it more than that. The next person asks, why you so gay? I don't know. This is not worth posting. Okay, next one. Why do you like... Here, let me just post this on the thing so you can see it. Everybody can see it. It's all up to you. Okay. All right, so the next one says... Super Guido sensation. Why do you like Japan so much? I always found the place kind of scary, unwelcoming on some aspects. That's your voice now. It's not scary. It is somewhat unwelcome. And you can't confuse living there with obsession and liking it so much. There are just great opportunities here for me, and I like to pursue them. So... that's why I'm in Japan. Next story, it's Green Man says, how much traditional art do you do, if any? Do you find it worth... oh, this is the worst voice yet. Let's speak normal. How much traditional art do you do, if any? Didn't even do it. Do you find it worthwhile to spend time on traditional before while doing digital art? This is actually a good question. And I was putting my fucking cursor right over it there. So, yeah, actually, I kind of wish I had started doing it earlier. But there was a lot of anxiety and a lot of perfectionism in me that really prevented me from enjoying traditional for a very long time, and only recently was I able to really kind of ignore all that. And you'll find that after you kind of buckle down and spend almost like a few weeks really just getting a I almost had a giant burp come out, and instead it came out as some sort of weird sound. So what you want to do here, what I did is I spent a lot of time just copying and copying and copying and copying and copying until I got to a point where my brushstroke matched, had a confidence level that allowed me to kind of transmit drawings I felt like I really wanted to see. So that's, I think it does help, and I think it helps more than people realize. So yes, do that. Any tips on drawing comic scenes or planning / constructing comics in general? I mean, I think I've covered this. It's just you do it or you don't do it. I mean, in the end, you got to find a way that's comfortable. There's hundreds of ways. Whatever way gets you there, man, that's really all it is. I can't really tell you what it is, because I've found that almost every tutorial I've seen frustrates me. And if you follow Brendan Graham's Twitter, he's constantly talking about how comics should be fun, and he does truly look like he enjoys what he's doing. And his number one complaint is people mucking up the process by creating all these rules. So I think it's basically up to you and how you want to do it. What is your favorite fetish that you draw? I don't know. Big milk tits? And then to put a penis on that? That's about it. Alright, what's next? What are your plans? When did you start drawing blue drawings? What? Oh, here we go. What do you look like? By Proxy Illustrations. I look like a filler. I look like just a regular old guy with smaller than average eyeballs. So if you can picture a rather average dude with smaller than average eyeballs, then you've got a good idea of what I look like. Alright, so what's next? What thoughts... what is this? This is not so bad. So this one here is, what thoughts and considerations go into your character designs? These voices are just the fucking pits, by Silent Man Zero. You know, earlier when I started drawing, I really had a stronger sense of character concept and clothing design. I think it's left me over time. It always kind of felt like it was pretty natural to me. And I was not very, I've never been very good at explaining what to do too much. And I think that's the kind of thing where there are some artists out there who are really great, and people ask them, like, hey, how do you draw so good? And they're like, I don't fucking know. And some people out there, they just have this innate fucking knack to do good in certain areas, and this might be one of those areas I just generally gifted at. So maybe I ask someone else. I don't know if I can help too much about it. So here's a good one for me to help hook my brushes. How'd you come up with your brushes? I recently bought them and they're fantastic. Thank you, not your mom's butter. Gross. So I just make brushes because I want my lines to look a certain way. So I continue to tweak them until they give me the results I really like. It's pretty much it. I have a visual in my mind, and in that visual, I'm saying, oh, it would be neat to have art that looks that way. And then I go, hey, brush, your settings are all fucked. I need your settings to reflect my vision. And then I just fuck around with it until it looks like how I want it. And if I don't have textures or I don't have tips I need, then I modify them or create them until I get the results I so desire. All right, I'm going to cut this a little short for now. I had some other questions I had answered, but combination of the sound quality and some other concerns, I figured I'd cut this at this point here. I added some animation, some faces. Man, does this ever take a while, but maybe you guys like it. I'm worried it'll make me slower. Maybe I'll just do it every so often. We'll see how it goes. All right, see you guys next time, and thanks a lot for asking me those questions, and hopefully the next round will be even better. See ya.